finances, investing, estate and retirement planning? Well, I went to school so you don't have to. Welcome to Finances And, Liquid and Illiquid Assets. Finances And, in conjunction with my company, Capital Coaching, helps people achieve their financial goals through personal, tailored, and attentive financial coaching services. Together, we will create a successful financial plan by examining your spending and saving habits, and then guiding and educating you to your own personal success. Coaching services include evaluation of your spending plan, building your savings, financing your retirement, examining your insurance needs, and planning for your individual goals. Please contact me at capitalcoaching.net to make an appointment for your consultation. So often, half of what makes us fearful of our finances is all the vocabulary. Today, I'm going to cover liquid and illiquid assets, explaining what they are and why you need both. Liquid assets refers to how accessible something is to turn it into cash so that you can quickly have money to spend. The idea is that items or savings vehicles that you can sell easily to recover your investments. In fact, items that convert or sell quickly are considered more liquid than other items that may take a bit more time. For examples of liquid assets, that might include stocks, bonds, and money market accounts. Actual property that can be sold but has limited market, like collectibles or art or wine, are considered illiquid. They can be sold, but the longer it takes to find a buyer, or if you have to sell quickly and you'd lose value, that asset is illiquid. Although real estate is generally easy to sell, it does not convert quickly and incurs many costs to sell it, so it is also considered illiquid. Stocks, bonds, and money market accounts can be sold quickly, daily, although if the market is down, stocks may feel illiquid using this definition. But many other assets are considered liquid, and these include U.S. government treasuries, considered extremely safe investments because they're backed by the U.S. government, meaning that no matter the cause, war, recession, or inflation, the government will pay that bond. These include treasury bills, which are non-interest-bearing short-term securities that can be bought for a few days, 4 weeks, 13 weeks, even 26 to 52 weeks. You'll also hear them called T-bills. Treasury notes provide a fixed income that you can purchase for 2, 3, 5, and 10 years. The interest is paid to you 2 times a year, and the principal, the amount you're owed, is paid back to you at the end of your obligation. Finally, treasury bonds are long-term interest bearings with a 30-year maturity date. They too pay interest 2 times a year and repay you at the time of maturity. ETFs, exchange-traded funds, are similar to a stock. It's sold and traded on the stock exchange, but it's really a security that follows a specific sector, index, or commodity, meaning that it is tracking how well a certain sector is doing, and I'll list some of the sectors in a moment. It's bought and sold on the open market, and ETFs include currency ETFs, and they track how domestic and foreign currencies are doing, industry ETFs, and they're going to follow along with the following: information technology, like computers, energy, like gas and electric, materials, generally those are materials that companies need to use to build things, industrials. This sector is so large that it actually has 14 different industries in it, but think of it as the airlines and aerospace industries. Consumer discretionary, things that you might choose to buy as a consumer. Consumer staples, things you might need to buy as a consumer. Healthcare, financials, communication services, utilities, and real estate. These ETFs allow you to get more money or exposure into those sectors without having to buy a specific company stock to get that exposure. You don't own a direct piece of that company, but you also don't have to try and figure out which company within a sector is doing well right now, just the whole sector as a group. You can buy stock ETFs, which is a mix or called a basket of many different stocks in many companies that are also in similar industries. And as crazy as it might seem, there's even an ETF called inverse ETF that gains in value by shorting stocks. Basically, these ETFs bet on when the market will go down so that you'll make money not only when your stocks rise in price, but when the market goes down as well. Finally, you can get mutual funds, which are pooled investments like an ETF, but they will include a basket of stocks, bonds, and money market investments and are managed by professional brokers who are trying to make money for the investors and themselves. Illiquid assets, not surprisingly, are not easily sold without a loss in value. Cars and homes fall into this category because both of them can be sold, but vehicles generally lose their value as time progresses, And although homes may increase in value, it probably will not move quickly unless the price is reduced. And they're generally 70% of our net worth in the U.S., according to this 2016 census. During times of turmoil, illiquid assets become even more difficult to sell. This is why you need to consider how soon you'll need your money before making a purchase. If you're planning on retiring, for example, or paying for college, or even buying a home within the next 5 years, you'll want your money to be in a safe investment so that even though it may not be earning a great deal of interest, it will be available to you when you need it and quickly. 401ks, 403bs, and CDs are illiquid because they can be cashed out early, and they do have early withdrawal penalties, which makes them considered illiquid. The factors that cause an investment to be illiquid include transaction costs, and the more complex an asset is to sell, the more people are involved, like lawyers or brokers, and so the more out-of-pocket costs you might incur. Lack of buyers. Depending on what you're selling and when, it might be that buyers are not ready for your item when you're ready to sell it. Sometimes just not having a central market to sell your item on makes it hard to sell when you need the cash. One major consideration should be how soon you need your money. Keeping 6 months of what you need to live on, not including things like Netflix, in an account that you can access quickly is important. Since this is meant to be for an emergency, you'll be leaving the money essentially alone, and that can be in a money market account or a high interest savings account. Both of these are considered liquid accounts. In any case, check with your banking advisor to confirm what's required to withdraw the money and how quickly you'd have access to your investment. The bottom line is that in investing, the best way to be successful is to diversify, meaning having a little of a lot. That way, when one of the moneymakers slows down, its inverse generally goes up. Bonds up, stocks are down. Have both in your portfolio. Be prepared by having money making illiquid investments and investments that can provide you cash on a moment's notice. If you're nervous about choosing all of these, look into a fee-only certified financial planner to advise you on your specific situation. You'll just pay them for their time, not a percentage of your wealth. And the best part is that they will look at not only your investments, but also your insurance needs, tax implications for you, retirement planning, and any estate plans like trusts that you'd like done. Their job is to find all the best ways for you to keep and grow your net worth to meet your goals. You want to travel? You want to start your own business or retire early? They work for you to make the best choices for you, not to sell you something. Expect to pay around $100 an hour, but knowing how you can make as much money as possible and protect it is worth far more. Thanks for listening to Finances and Liquid and Illiquid Assets. I know you chose to listen and I'm grateful. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow or subscribe for free in your podcast provider and then share your favorite episode with a friend. Please consider leaving a review because it brings financial education to others and helps people find me more easily. Please let me know what questions you'd like answered or any topics you'd like covered by going to the website at financesand.net and leaving me a message. You can also contact Capital Coaching for your personal financial needs at capitalcoaching.net. Finances And does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing in this podcast is to be construed as such. Always consult a tax, accounting, or a legal professional for advice on your specific situation. Remember, I went to school, so you don't have to.